It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guests. Three's a crowd, according to his ticket sales, comedian Joe DeVito. I love you. I was one of those three. She survived life in socialist wasteland known as ESPN. Outkick host Charlie Arnold. The only four-letter word not in his act is hair. Comedian and co-host of the Jim Norton and Sam Roberts Show, the one and only Jim Norton. She goes by Kat, and you should go buy her new book. Ooh. This is the part where Greg would say something mean. Fox News contributor and New York Times bestseller, Kat Timpf. Will another beer maker go broke because they want to be woke? Yup, Miller Lite's March ad campaign celebrating Women's History Month is causing backlash online after resurfacing this week about the only thing it's not causing is sales. The ad attempts to overhaul the company's image, one that Miller feels has been objectifying women for too long. Great idea, sell beer to scolding people. What's next? A guy having a heart attack saying how much he loves chili dogs, donuts, pizza, and cigarettes? Roll it, Mike.
Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis. Wow, look at this. Wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their, the whole beer industry's.
Yikes. Talk about knowing your audience. I mean, I guess the good news is it was an actual woman. But I get it. You know, it's like Joe DeVito trying to appeal to people who like comedy.
That's so inaccurate.
It's true. If Miller Lite was any more out of touch, then start celebrating the 18th Amendment and the 16th Amendment. Beer drinkers hate the income tax. That was for you, Kat. But it appears Miller has tried to downplay it or hide it following the Bud Light fiasco with Dylan Mulvaney. In fact, to make sure no one sees it, they've been running it on CNN. Wise. They're even removing or unlisting it from any of the several of their social media channels. Still, a spokesperson from Miller's parent company defended the campaign, saying nothing about the ad should be remotely controversial, and we hope beer drinkers can appreciate the humor and ridiculousness of the video from back in March. Please believe us. He would have said more, but he's busy working on his resume. Kat, who is this campaign even for?
Right. Yeah, I didn't find anything offensive by it. I'm not bothered by it. I am confused by alcohol companies trying to make these like ads to make you think. Like they're missing the whole selling point of alcohol.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah.
Like you drink to stop.
Thinking, yeah.
I'm like, you've never like told your friend like, oh, I got so drunk, I made this horrible decision. They're like, how could you make such a bad decision when you were so drunk? Like, so I mean, it's whatever, but also, I mean, it's beer. You're drinking it because you had already too much other alcohol to drink, and you're trying to like slow it down without completely stopping.
That's true, yeah. There's never been a
great story. I just did an ad for you guys.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Miller needs to call you.
It's not even a real ad. It's like literally they're just doing this to get women to drink Miller. Because no woman I know is going, hey, give me a Miller Lite. Like,
that's, no.
It's a guy's beer, so they're trying to appeal to women. The same as the Dylan Mulvaney thing. They're just trying to get new people. If they want to apologize for anything, how about the drunk driving deaths and the domestic violence? How about you say sorry for that instead of, oh, we showed a girl in a bikini, or apologize to my sheets for me ruining them looking at those ads?
I was going to go to you, but I'm going to give you a second.
No, don't. Come right to me. I think
we would like her to come back.
Listen, speaking of which, I feel for the young boys out there who just picked up their latest copy of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition and found themselves getting excited over a man. It's really unfortunate. Can you imagine having to go through that? That'll probably screw you up
twice.
Real good. You know, but to me, this whole thing is outrageous, because you look at, for example, Pamela Anderson. She was one of their most famous spokeswomen back in the day, wearing her bikini. You know, we know her from Baywatch. I wore my Baywatch red today to support Miss Pamela Anderson. She just, if you didn't see it, appeared in a bikini ad this past week. She's 55 years old, raising her hands in the air, butt cocked out to the side, cleavage all out. I mean, she is still embracing the same image that she did back then. Right now at age 55.
Is it objectifying? No, I don't, why do they, every time they do something that people like, is it objectifying, you know?
Listen, I am a woman. If you objectify me as a man, I am not offended by it. The fact that you find me attractive, thank you so much.
Joe.
Thank you.
Joe, have you ever objectified a woman?
Never.
Thank you.
Never would I do such a thing. I gotta say, it's a really tough time for lovers of bad beer.
Right, yeah.
If you like Bud Light and Miller Light, there's guys holding White Claws and daiquiris pointing at you and laughing, saying,
yeah. That has never happened.
Yeah. I don't understand this new marketing strategy of insulting your core demographic. I've never looked at an ad and said, oh, I hope I get a good talking to.
Right, yeah, you know.
Hope they, like, even do you remember the Gillette one where they used to say the best a man could get, and then it was like, you bunch of filthy rapists. It's like, I just want to get a clean shave on my neck. Why do I have to hear that? So, yeah, it's, I don't understand. And they said, don't take it seriously. It was so unfunny. I hope whoever wrote that got paid 80 cents to the dollar, because it was lame. And then when they said they should have just said that and then just showed the rest of the little thing.
They should have just let her keep walking and stayed on the bikinis.
I just don't understand. Men in ads like to see women in bikinis, just like women in ads like to see men who look like incompetent fools. That's what turns us on.
Well, as long as they leave Pabst Beer alone and Busch Light, you know, I'm not tripping, but those are the ones who need to make moves right now. They need to call Kat immediately.
I drink a lot of domestic light beer.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but you could
be the one to turn this all around.
I have posted so many pictures with Michelob Ultra, they didn't even call me once.
Michelob, get it together.
Didn't Meghan Markle do one of these ads?
She did.
I mean, it's just like, things worked out for that idiot. I mean, so.
Yeah. Yeah, she's royalty.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Tastes great, less filling. That told you everything you need to know. It didn't talk about the patriarch. You're talking about buzzkill.
Literally, you could say, what's up? And someone would hand you a beer. Yeah. It's not that deep. All right, up next, they're shutting down the milk that's brown.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Just so much love. I'm going back to work now. All right. It may soon be against the rules to have chocolate milk in educational institutions. I'm not rhyming. The federal government is considering banning chocolate milk from elementary and middle schools because of the high sugar content. Now they care about sugar? On the bright side, it's kind of refreshing to see the feds focusing on something besides pronouns. And some teachers are concerned because sugar is what gives kids plenty of energy for sex. Gonna take a second on that one. Oh, I'm gonna miss you guys. All right. soon, the only sugar in schools will be the name of the drag queen reading stories to your kids. Remember me as I was, not how I will be. And a ban on only chocolate milk sounds racist to me, but regular milk is fine. That's white supremacy and white privilege. Now, obesity is a huge issue. Because it's huge. I'm sorry. If you're going to go out, right? But is this really what the government should be focusing on? Especially when we already know the best solution is completely tax-free. Bullying! After a full day of terrorizing the playground, you've earned that refreshing half pint of chocolate goodness. Questions for anyone who wants to participate as I learn. Kat, do you find this shocking that they're going after chocolate milk?
I just find it shocking that, like, the things people do all day for work, especially in the government. Like, they're like, you know what? Chocolate milk's got a lot of sugar in it. Shouldn't give that to kids. This is probably like an 8-hour seminar.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That they discussed this, and they all had lunch.
Right.
And because it's, okay, yeah, it has a lot of sugar in it, but it's not like there's some kid out there that's just one chocolate milk away from obesity. You know, it's not like he's totally fit, he loves to play outside, but he has one chocolate milk, all of a sudden he's like a cow. That's not how it works. If you can have chocolate milk, you're probably eating a lot of candy at home. If you have it's a more comprehensive thing. And I was like, oh, no chocolate milk? That's not, I will predict this will not make a meaningful difference if it happens.
No, it will not. You know, the whole thing is like, you don't really need a lot of dairy anyways, but when I was in school, we had chocolate milk. It was like Friday, everybody got chocolate milk. It was like a special treat for making it through the week, surviving my bullying. So everybody got a chocolate milk, unto which then I would take their chocolate milk. That's how you become 6'8". When you think about this, like, they never go to the root problem. They never talk about fitness or moderation or anything. They just, we got to get rid of one thing. From the same government who says that Frosted Mini Wheats is on the food pyramid. So how do you even look at this seriously?
Well, exactly. And I think they showed a lunch tray when they were doing a story about the chocolate milk and potentially banning it from schools. And also on that plate was chicken nuggets, which we all know are completely processed and just full of absolute garbage, just chemical laden. There was a roll, which I don't think a bread roll provides many nutrients. There was some cup sitting in high fructose corn syrup. And then there was the chocolate milk, which to me was probably the healthiest thing on the tray. Not to mention, like you just mentioned, that it brings the most excitement to these kids. I mean, this is the laziest generation we've ever encountered. Give them some incentive to want to go to school and work.
Chocolate milk. Although,
boy, somebody try to give me that incentive to come to work. We'll give you chocolate milk. Oh, the meltdown I would have.
So as she's just laid it out, you and I are going to play this out.
Okay.
So the chicken nuggets get to stay. Yeah. And when you open it up, you hope it's white meat. It's supposed to be white meat. Mm. The white bun gets to stay. You see where I'm going with this?
I do.
Yes.
But the chocolate milk got to go?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you as outraged as I am?
Absolutely. Well,
one brother to another, he's honorary. He's done some things. Look,
I saw that same photo, and every other food on it was a weird beigey color. And the only thing that stood out was the chocolate milk. So I think what children really need is not chocolate milk. Give them what they want, which is breast milk. The children want the breast milk. And no, they say they might be too old. The only way you can tell if a child is too old to breastfeed is if he has a milk mustache and an actual mustache. That, the kid's too old then. But
actually, it's not bad because you could have like different nationalities.
Well, what they forgot is that
Norwegian breast milk,
It's not the sugar that's added to chocolate milk. The problem is it's skim milk, and they should blame their own food pyramid. And they've done tests where children given whole fat milk, the way real milk is, have lower rates of obesity throughout their lives. So you look at that horrible tray of lunch with all these weird processed sort of oatmeal-y looking things, it's because the government interfered with eating and drinking natural foods. So chocolate milk, yeah, maybe it's not as good, but the damage was done long before that.
Right. Listen, I'm already in trouble, so I'm just going to go down with the ship. I was going to ask you about chocolate milk, but what do you think the cutoff age is for breastfeeding?
I mean, it all depends on what my budget is. Yeah, I think it's funny to watch that they're trying to get the kids to be healthy. New York, they do it. In D.C., they do it. And in San Francisco, they've already done it, which is so funny that they want their kids to grow up to be really in-shape junkies. I don't quite understand. It would be funny if they, instead of chocolate milk, they just started serving, like, Bud Light and Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the kids can let down their hair and just be themselves. Or here's a crazy idea. Keep the chocolate milk and, hey, here's bring back P.E.
Yes.
Bring back sports, competitive. Right.
What an idea. There you go. A little bit of exercise.
Right now.
Find those old gym teachers.
The only exercise these kids are getting is beating up their teachers.
Yeah. Or what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Big, strong right arm, weak left one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to Charlie Arnold, Jim Norton, Joe DeVito, Cat Tim, and our studio audience. Fox News at Night with Trace Gallagher is next. I'm Tyrus on behalf of Greg Gutfeld, Tom, Gene, and the whole staff. We love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.